On the show today, we have Illuma Labs' very own Milim Borkar and Posh Technologies' Karan Kashyap talking about how the two organizations have integrated their conversational AI and voice biometric solutions in the interactive voice response space, and they are the first to co-develop an integration like this for Credion. So very exciting, not only for Illuma Labs and Posh, but for Credion's as well. So Milim and Karan are here to tell us all about it, so check it out. On today's show, we are talking a lot of technology here today. I'm really excited about it because we have two of the forerunners, actually front runners in our industry here with Posh and Illuma Labs. But let's do some introductions here first, shall we? Right next to me is Mr. Milim Borkar from Illuma Labs. Milim, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, and always a pleasure to be on the show and talk about cool stuff.
Yeah, I know. This is cool for sure. And then right below us is Mr. Karan Kashyap. Kashyap, did I get it right? Kashyap?
Yeah, that's right.
God, okay, from Posh Technologies. Karan, how are you?
Yeah, doing great. Yeah, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Yeah, we were all just at the FinTech meetup just a couple of weeks ago. So it's like long time no see type of thing. So all right. So let's get to the heart of the conversation here. Both of your organizations have partnered to create this integration for voice biometrics in the interactive voice response, or IVR as we call it, space. And through my research, I just discovered that you guys are the first ones to co-develop an integration like this. So congrats on that. So my first question to you all is, Melinda, I'm going to ask you first from the Illuma sides, and then Karan, I'm going to ask you from the Posh side. Can you tell me about this integration? How does it work, and how does it help credit unions and ultimately members? Melinda, I'll let you go first from the Illuma side.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we today and in the past, we've been focused on providing a voice biometric authentication solution for contact center agents. Yep. So, our flagship product today, the moment an agent answers the phone, members are speaking, we can authenticate passively the background. Now, we see more and more of a trend of credit unions looking for AI technologies, like the technology that Posh offers, to bring more self-service in the contact center setting. Nice. And take off some of the load from the contact center agents. So an immediate logical transition there was, hey, you know, your technology works very well for agent authentication. Can you do anything in the IVR? So, that one step up to another, shook hands with Karan, and now we're here building cool stuff together.
Is that all it takes these days? Wow. Well, this is really, this is really cool stuff. Karan, let's tell me from the Posh side of things. How did this get going here?
Yeah, I think it was a handshake and a couple of drinks at a networking session. Don't forget that part. But from Posh's side, I mean, we were developing and continue to develop a conversational IVR solution. So we're replacing legacy touch tone menus. Instead of having to, you know, press one, press two, press three, it's a conversational interface. So we were essentially handling a lot of routine call volume and even some complex conversational inquiries through our conversational IVR. And one of the things that was always top of mind for our clients was, how do we keep expanding or enhancing member experience? And fraud reduction, as well as time to authenticate, were two of the things that really stuck out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, conversational IVR, we're able to automate things and take things away from having human agents need to do things like authenticating the caller or handling routine inquiries. But the authentication methods that we were using were very much like what an agent would normally use, you know, knowledge-based authentication and multi-factor authentication, or, you know, like what traditional phone banking systems might use as well, having a PIN code or a passcode. So what we saw with what Milim and his company are doing was that we could integrate that technology into what we're doing. We would be able to provide the value of conversational IVR and the automation, but also make that time to authenticate even faster. Wow. And reduce fraud on the authentication side too. So it just seemed like a win-win-win.
It seems like a kind of a natural progression, a natural partnership here between the two of your company's technologies. And also, and through my research as well, it sounds like you guys are really kind of answering kind of the skyrocketing call center volumes, helping with that, and also kind of our interesting labor market that we're in as well with credit unions and their smaller teams, right? So that really seems to help out. Karan, you're shaking your head big time in that area.
And the 24/7 aspect is huge too, right?
That's true.
Not just about the staffing shortages during hours, but then after hours, most credit unions didn't have things even historically either. So that is still a pain point.
Indeed. So I'm going to go to one of the obvious questions here. What prompted this integration? What started? Whose idea was this? Karan, I can let you go first on this one if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a natural fit, right? I don't know if there was like a specific aha moment. I think, you know, we met Milim for the first time at Venture Tech a few years back. And, you know, just at that point during our lunch break when we were presenting, we were you know, having a casual conversation saying, hey, you know, this seems like it's pretty complementary, right? Like, we're not really competing. We could be pretty complementary with each other. And so, you know, we got to know each other since then. Malind actually is in Plano, Texas. I grew up in Frisco, Texas, which is their neighboring city.
Very
so
close, yeah.
Whenever I go home, we usually will catch up. And so we got to know each other pretty well, both, you know, on my home visits, but also during conferences. And both of us raised money from Circle. We're both CUSOs. So a lot of stars aligned, I guess, overall, besides, you know, our mutual customers bringing up the ideas as well.
It's really cool, Melinda, that both you guys saw this even 2.5, almost 3 years ago. You saw this potential, and now here it is coming to fruition. So what were your thoughts at the time? Was it kind of the same with Karan's? Like, hey, this really seems like a natural fit here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, given the CUSO nature of both companies, you know, as well as complementary technologies, we have the opportunity to focus on what we do best and rely on the partnership to provide a unified solution for our credit union clients and partners. You know, as Karan mentioned, we started talking at VentureTech 2019, so it's crazy to imagine about 2.5 years already since we've been talking about this. But back then, this was more about, you know, a longer term strategic, you know, this is where technologies could go together. Even the conversations that I was having with credit unions were, this would be a nice place where these technologies can get married at some point in the future, but it wasn't necessarily viewed as a reality of now. Over the last 2.5 years, these questions and requests have been coming more and more frequently. And finally, at least, you know, on our end, you know, what tips it down completely is, you know, when there's a mutual client that says, hey, you know, I love your stuff, but let's make them work together to solve problems for our members, which is the, you know, the most strongest testament for us to you know, basically get on the you know, engineering hats on and let's build something together with a lead partner to build it with.
Well, and speaking of a credit union, because this is, I mean, we're not going to name the name right now, but we look forward to having them on when they're ready to come on to talk about how this integration is helping them out big time. So can't wait for that. But speaking of credit unions, I'm kind of ask you kind of the devil's advocate question here. Why would a credit union want to do something like this? Why would they want this type of integration at their credit union? Malind, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, credit unions primarily focus on improving member experience, right? And if you think about the ultimate experience, my own personal experience, you know, getting exposed to credit unions was coming in one day, you know, into a branch, being treated warm and friendly, as every credit union does. But more importantly, the next day I walk in the same branch, they recognized me and knew who I was, right? So the interaction was completely personal, very friendly, very warm, and felt like I was part of a family, not just a member even, right? So we're trying to help bring that kind of bridge that gap between the contact center engagement as well as the branch engagement experience and bring it, you know, make the credit union recognize that members just like they would in a contact in a brick and mortar branch. This is a logical next step where, you know, capabilities of today's AI IVRs can provide, you know, high level of service 24/7 around the clock. And we're helping bridge another gap in there, any friction that comes in from having to repeat specific questions or knowing codes, bridge that gap, enabling the bot to actually transition from just a caller to an authenticated member completely in the background. That's what we're trying to help with.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really bridging that gap between digital and personalization, right? So, because the pendulum can swing way far on the digital side and like, oh my gosh, there's people out there, there's human beings out there. And then you can go all the way to the other side and go, wait, what about the digital? But it sounds like you guys are kind of bringing that in the middle. Is that kind of what the goal is here, Karan?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you just said, both of these solutions, both what Posh is doing and what Illumo is doing, they both can and do exist separately as well, right? So we have clients that are using each of these solutions. I think when you bring it together, it tends to compound in value because, you know, we are compounding the member experience, I think is the number one goal. You know, one thing that Melinda and I were talking about is that today, you know, when a member wants to enroll into Voice Biometrics, if they haven't already set up their voice print in a Voice Biometrics solution, it takes an enrollment process. You know, you have to verify that you are who you are, and then the system learns your voice print. So that process is often done by a human agent today, especially if there's no conversational IVR happening. A human agent is driving that enrollment process. But the cool thing with what we're doing with the Illumo on the conversational IVR side is now you can actually have the AI do that process too.
Love it.
So, you know, you can have the AI not only drive the authentication through Illumo's voice ID, but the AI can also drive the self-enrollment process with Illumo as well, right? So it does free up staff time even more, but also makes the member experience that much more streamlined as well.
Yeah, and that's what we're all looking for, especially kind of in a call center environment where frustrations can rise a little bit. They can be a little bit higher than normal. So you want to make this as frictionless and seamless as possible, right? So yeah, it sounds like you guys are well on the road. Karan, I mean, Malin, I'm going to ask you kind of the same point. What are some goals from your end as well to get this going?
Major goal is to get it to market, this year itself. We're targeting, Q3, ideally, hopefully even sooner than that, not just to meet the needs of the clients that are interested today, but we just recently demonstrated our initial proof of concept at the creditunion.com innovation series, and together won the best in the member experience category. Well, so very excited about that. It's obviously generated more interest. And we're trying to see the value of this integration for the credit union industry. So my personal goals are, how do we march forward, and continue without losing focus and get this technology out the door while we're servicing, clients and partners with our existing products, on both companies. So that's my personal goal, to get this, out to market this year, have it productized at least with one of our partners, and then grow that exponentially next year onwards.
Right on. And Karan, I'm assuming that you same goals here as well. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to execute on this. And, I think, again, we're both CUSOs solving problems for credit unions and for the members. So, for us, we think that, doing this together and bringing this to market is just going to be a really big milestone for the industry to have a solution like this available for members.
No doubt. And there's this little conference called the NACUSO Network coming up. So I'm assuming you guys are going to be there demonstrating and showing everybody how cool this is as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Well done.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have an opportunity at the Next Big Idea competition. So shameless plug there. If you're there, vote for your favorite AI, IVR, biometric authentication solution.
Is this something you guys, I don't want to go too far on the conference tangent here, but is this something you guys could demonstrate at Finovate or something like that as well? Do they allow like two companies to come together and show kind of how an integration would work? I mean, I'm just kind of thinking outside the box here. Is that something, is that a possibility?
Right on my mind. Yeah, we're actually scheduled to demo this on stage at Finovate in May as well.
Oh,
so super excited about it.
Cool. All right. Didn't mean to let the cat out of the box too fast. Well, we'll be watching for that for sure. All right, guys. Well, I know you got plenty on your plates, but anything else to add? Karan, I'll let you go first. Anything else to add on this?
No, we're super excited about it. I can't wait to start, showing this out at those upcoming conferences, and we're only going to make it better and better as time goes by.
Yeah, Credit Union is going to be very excited about it as well. So you got that for sure. Melinda, anything else to add?
No, it's been a joy working with Karan's team. Love their technology. Love that it's going to be so easy to plug these two together, which, is great for us from an engineering perspective, but it's even a better story for our future clients, that they can work separately or together seamlessly. And that was a goal which we wanted to co-develop for, to make sure it's not just the member experience that's optimized by developing the solution together. It's also the credit union's IT team's experience and, an operations team's experience on how they use our technology, how they deploy, and how they maintain. We try to minimize as much as possible for them through this joint activity. So super excited and look forward to bringing this to the market together.
Yeah, this is cool. So cool. And the other thing, I'm going to kind of leave it as a cliffhanger here, because I want folks to tune back in when the credit union is ready to come on and share their experience from their point of view as well. So stay tuned. So we will have these two fine gentlemen back on with that credit union. So, and we'll let you know when that happens. So, all right, Melinda, Karan, thank you so much again today. Appreciate the time, and congrats again on kind of being first to market with this too, as well. So that's really cool. And we'll be checking you guys out at a conference near you as well. So well done, guys, and see you when the credit union's ready to come back on too. Really excited about that.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
you are welcome.
It.
Yeah. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.